الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. رمضان كريم. And I say this every day, but oh my goodness, the days are going so fast. It's like the middle of the month is nearly here. And we're in these beautiful days and nights of Ayyamul Bidh. For some of you, today is the 13th. And for the others, tonight is the 13th night. But these three nights and days are just phenomenal. Make use of them. But first, we're going to look at the dua that we've been talking about throughout the last 13 days. And that is the dua from the Sermon of the Prophet. Six things. فَصَلُوا اللَّهَ رَبَّكُمْ بِنِيَّاتٍ صَادِقَةٍ. Totally true intention. وَقُلُوبٍ طَاهِرَةٍ. Really pure hearts. And يُوَفِّقَكُمْ لِصِيَامِهِ. That we are able to fast. And it's not just hunger and thirst. Far more than that. We've talked about it. وَتِلَاوَةِ كِتَابِهِ. That we're able to recite this book. Read, internalize, understand, apply and teach. وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ ذُنُوبِكُمْ. Do tawbah, pray that he accepts your tawbah, because the most unfortunate is the one whose tawbah is not accepted. إِنَّ أَبْوَابَ الْجِنَانِ فِي هَذَا الشَّهْرِ مُفَتَّحَ. The doors of Jannah are open. فَاسْأَلُوا رَبَّكُمْ أَلَّا يُقْلِقَهَا عَلَيْكُمْ. Pray to your Rabb that he keeps them open for you throughout the year. وَأَبْوَابَ النِّيرَانِ مُغْلَقَة. The doors of Jahannam are closed. Pray to your Rabb that he always keeps them closed. وَالشَّيْطَانِ مَغْلُولَ. Shaitan is imprisoned. فَسَأَلُوا رَبَّكُمْ. Pray to your Rabb. أَنْ لَا يُسَلِّطَهَا عَلَيْكُمْ. That he never frees him for you. So these are the six things we're going to pray for throughout our Ramadan and throughout the year as well. Our focus today is Juz 13. And my goodness, you can see there's three chapters here, three surah. Ibrahim, Ra'ad and Yusuf. We've got two knickknacks in here. One says count your blessings. I love that ayah, 1434. So just memorize that, just that number, 1434. Oh, and 1286, I love that too. My goodness, we're going to look at those inshallah. But first we're going to recite the first ruku from the beginning of the juz of Juz 13. So please recite with me. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. وما أبرئ نفسي إن النفس لعمارة بالسوء إلا ما رحم ربي إن ربي غفور رحيم وقال الملك أتوني به أستخلصه لنفسي فلما كلمه قال إنك اليوم لدينا مكين أمين قال اجعلني على خزائن الأرض إني حفيظ عليم وكذلك مكنا ليوسف في الأرض يتبوأ منها حيث يشاء نصيب برحمتنا من نشاء ولا نضيع أجر المحسنين ولعجر الآخرة خير للذين آمنوا وكانوا يتقون صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق الرسول الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. So what we're going to do now is look at the du'as. We're going to read the three du'as. Please recite them with me. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya Aliyu ya Azim. Ya Ghafuru ya Rahim. Antar Rabbul Azim. Alladhi laysa kamithlihi shay'. وهو السميع البصير وهذا شهر عظمته وكرمته وشرفته وفضلته على الشهور وهو الشهر الذي فرضت صيامه عليه وهو شهر رمضان الذي أنزلت فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان وجعلت فيه ليلة القدر وجعلتها خيرا من ألف شهر فيا ذا المن ولا يمن عليك من علي بفقاق رقبتي من النار في من تمن عليه، وادخلني الجنة برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم أدخل على أهل القبور السرور. اللهم أغني كل فقير. اللهم أشبئ كل جائع. اللهم اكس كل عريان. اللهم اقض دين كل مدين. اللهم فرج عن كل مكروب. اللهم رد كل غريب. اللهم فك كل أسير. اللهم أصلح كل فاسد من أمور المسلمين. اللهم اشف كل مريض. اللهم سد فقرنا بغناك. اللهم غير سوء حالنا بحسن حالك. اللهم اقضي لنا الدين وأغننا من الفقر، إنك على كل شيء قدير. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم رب شهر رمضان الذي أنزلت فيه القرآن وافترضت على عبادك فيه الصيام، صل على محمد وآل محمد، وارزقني حج بيتك الحرام في عام هذا وفي كل عام، واغفر لي تلك الذنوب الإثام فإنه لا يغفرها غيرك يا رحمن يا علام. We're now going to look at some extracts from Dua Abu Hamza Thimali, a dua taught by Imam Zainul Abidin al-Islam. And here Imam teaches him to say, أَفُتُرَاكَ يَا رَبِّ تُخْلِفُ ذُنُونَنَا أَوْ تُخَيِّبُ أَعْمَالَنَا. Would you ever disappoint our perceptions, ذُنُونَنَا, our thoughts about you? أَوْ تُخَيِّبُ أَعْمَالَنَا. Would you ever let down our hopes? We think you are awesome. We think you are just amazing. And you can do kun fayakun. You can just make things happen. So will you really let down our hopes? Kalla, never. You'd never do them. Ya Kareem, because you are so generous, so honorable. فَلَيْسَ هَذَا ذَنُّنَا بِكْ. For that's not what we perceive you to be. So, when we think of Abu Hamza Thimali, just think of Allah as the most awesome, and He can do whatever you want Him to do. But these are the days and nights of Ayyamul Bid. And 13th, 14th nights and days, Imam Sadiq says, whoever prays during the nights of Ayyamul Bid stands at the door of abundant favors and bounties. And the recommended dua is Dua Al-Mujib. And like yesterday I said, the Prophet was standing at Maqam Ibrahim. Jibreel comes down, says salam, and gives his dua as a gift from Allah. Look at all the things, the benefits of this dua, and there's far more. It says, if your sins are more than the grains on the sand on the seafront, if they're more than the leaves that fall in autumn, this dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can forgive us through this dua. It has a small husna. There's about 176. And if you count, I mean, if I count them properly, probably about 178 or 179 names of Allah, including Mujir in there, okay? And 88 times we say, Ajirna minan nari ya Mujir. Now, Surah number 23, Surah Al-Mu'minun, Ayah 88. Isn't it amazing? Surah Ayah 88 and 88 times. So the Ayah says, Qul, say ya Muhammad, ask them, Man biyadihi malakutu kulli shayn. Who, in whose hands is the kingdom of all things? Wahuwa yujir. He is the one who gives refuge. Wala yujaru alayhi. And nobody can protect us from him. In kuntum ta'lamun. If only you knew. So you see 88 times you say, Ajirna minan nari ya mujir. Protect us. Give us safety. You see, mujir comes from jar, which is neighbor. Give us refuge from the fire, Ya Mujir, O the one who protects. So let's try again to recite the first few verses, okay? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Subhanaka ya Allah. Ta'alayta ya Rahman. Ajirna minan nari ya Mujir. سبحانك يا رحيم تعاليت يا كريم أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا ملك تعاليت يا مالك أجرنا من النار يا مجير. Now it goes on. I'll read a few more verses. سبحانك يا قدوس تعاليت يا سلام أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا مؤمن تعاليت يا مهيمن أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا عزيز تعاليت يا جبار أجرنا من النار يا مجير. And then it ends with آية الكريمة. And this is the ayah that Prophet Yunus, or this is the dua that Prophet Yunus does from the belly of the fish. Subhanaka ya la, subhanaka la ilaha illa ant, subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. And then Allah replies, fastajabna lahu wa najjaynahu min al-gham. So we heard his prayer, fastajabna lahu, we answered it, and we saved him from his grief. And then Allah says, وَقَذَلِكَ نُنْجَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And that's how we save those who are mu'mineen. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ سَيِّدِنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَالِ مُحَمَّدٍ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ وَحَسْبُنَا اللَّهُ وَنِئْمَ الْوَكِيلِ وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ الْعَلِيِّ الْعَظِيمِ. So it ends with salawat on the Prophet, alhamdulillah, hasbunallah, Allah is enough for us, and wala hawla wala quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim, there is no strength and power except that of Allah. Now the moon has an effect on us, and the Prophet said that if you fasted on the 13th, 14th and 15th of every month, it's like fasting the whole year, and it's been proved that it helps us detox our whole system. So mentally, physically, all the rest of it. You might find it a little bit difficult. It might be a little bit strenuous. It might be a little bit of a struggle, 13, 14, 15. But it will make a difference. So use these 3 days to pray to him. But back to what we're going to do today, which is our juz of the day, which is our focus on juz 13. And before that, as usual, as I normally do, let's just go over the 114 surah that we find in 30 ajza. We've got 30 shelves in our bookshelf, and the Quran was always revealed as ayat, 6,236 ayat. And then the Prophet put them in chapters or surah, 114 surah. It's only divided into 30 parts to make it easy for us to recite it in a month. And the reason why we're doing a juz a day is that hopefully by the end of the month of Ramadan, we will have journaled at least a few of the ayat from each of the ajza that we will look at. So today our focus is on juz 13, which is from Surah Yusuf. Remember yesterday we stopped there, and it continues to the end of Surah Ibrahim. Okay. Journaling is there so we inspire ourselves to connect to the Quran. We sort of personalize the Quran. And here we have Hawra. You can see she's watching and she's personalizing her Quran. Absolutely phenomenal. She's got all her stuff ready there with her. Before we start, wudu, try and recite in Arabic. It's phenomenal. Seek protection from shaitan with A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Start with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in his name. Always say La ilaha illallah, and then the dua of the Prophet. Walzam qalbi hifza kitabika kama allamtani. Make me commit my heart to your book as you have taught me. And these 3 days is important. Ayamul Bid, ask him this dua. I want to fall in love with the Quran. I want to fall in love with Allah. So, like I mentioned before, it's just 13. We've got 3 surahs that we're going to look at. And oh my goodness, we've got 3 knickknacks here. One's 1328. One's 1434 and one's 1286. Let's see what they all have to say. Well, we're going to start off with what we started off with, the Surah Yusuf. And if you remember, I told you the Surah Yusuf was all about trust in Allah. And yesterday, where we left off was in essence where the king has this dream about seeing 7 fat cows eaten by 7 thin ones and 7 dried sheaths of wheat, and he saw 7 green ones. Now he was really troubled by his dream, if you remember, and the person who was Prophet Yusuf's companion in prison remembers that he can interpret dreams, and the king says, bring him over. And he says, I will only come if you will ensure that what I've been accused of I'm freed of that, and that, you know, they don't say that I did this because I didn't do anything wrong. And if you remember also that the king calls all the people who were involved in accusing him, and they said, we agree that he was not at fault. So now where do we go? So here we have Ayah 58. But before that, I want to talk to you about the other ayat, just so that you're up with it. So if you remember, we stopped here, and we're going to look here, where he comes to the king, and he tells the king, make me the one who will be in charge of the granaries where you store all your wheat. Because what will happen is there's going to be 7 years of good harvest, and then there'll be 7 years of drought. So the king said, yeah, I'll do that. So in other words, if you look at it in our words, he would become the chancellor of the exchequer, in charge of the finances. At that time, it was all about in kind, so you had wheat. So for the next 7 years, Prophet Yusuf issued a mandate. He said that all the surplus from the farmers would be bought by the treasury at a fair price, and it would be dried and stored in large warehouses, in large granaries as such. So this is where they would store them. So when the famine started after 7 years, there was a really fair system for acquiring grain. Now Prophet Yaqub in Palestine had a drought as well. And he told his son the news that there was a good man selling grain in Egypt. So now let's see what happens. Okay, so Prophet Yusuf's brothers now come to him. And this is where we come to Ayah 58. وَجَاءَ إِخْوَةُ Yusuf. And Yusuf's brothers came. فَدَخَلُوا And they came in عَلَيْهِ came to see him. فَعَرَفَهُمْ He immediately recognized them. وَهُمْ لَهُ مُنْكَرُونَ But they did not recognize him. So if you look at my Quran, I'll get a pencil, and you can see that Ayah 58, I've highlighted it. Can you see that? And I've put إِخْوَةُ Yusuf, the brothers of Yusuf, I've done that. And then I've put فَعَرَفَهُمْ He recognized them. And I put Imam Mahdi here, because we're told that just like the brothers of Yusuf did not recognize Prophet Yusuf when they saw him, we will not recognize him when we see him, because he's here, he's around. Okay. So now let's see what happens. Okay. So before we get here, let me tell you the story that happened, and I'll come back to you here. So he recognized them immediately. Now the amount of grain you got was according to the number of people in your family. So he asked them, he said, how many of you are there? And they said, we've got a dad, and there's 11 of us. So he said, well, there's only 10 brothers here. So he said, well, Binyamin, the youngest brother, is staying with our dad. He's there. So Prophet Yusuf tells them, if you don't bring him next time, I'm not going to see you, and I won't give you the grain. So they go back to their papa, and they say, you know what? We have to take him next time. And Prophet Yaqub said, you have to promise me. You see that? I've underlined it here. He said, I can't trust you. It's Ayah 64. I can't trust you. I need you to promise me that if you do take him, you will make sure you will look after him. When they opened their bags, and you can see that's down here, when they opened their bags, they found out that not only did they have their grain, but their money was returned as well. Prophet Yusuf tells them, you have to give me a firm promise, as I told you. And he did that. Okay. And he says, oh my sons, don't enter there. Enter by different gates so people don't look at you. Don't enter together. So they took Binyamin with him. So if you turn the page, they took him with him down here. And when they went to see Prophet Yusuf saw Binyamin. He was so happy. This is Ayah 69. He was so happy. And he tells Binyamin, he says, Kali, I am your brother. He says, I am your brother. He tells him that. And he says, look, I'll have to do something which will accuse you of something not very good to be able to keep you here. And Binyamin said, do what you have to do. So what he did was he took the king's cup and he planted it in Binyamin's stuff. And when the brothers were leaving, he said, you have the king's cup. And they said, no, we don't. He said, yes, you do. So they checked their goods. And they found out that the cup was there. So he said, look, I have to keep Binyamin here. So you know what the brothers did? They weren't very good at all as well. They turned against Yusuf and Binyamin. And they said, you know what? We had a brother before that who also did stuff that was like that. Can you imagine? They turned away straight away. But they were scared, because Prophet Yusuf said, I'm not going to allow Binyamin to come with you, because we will keep the person who took the king's goblet. They said, we can't go, our father is old. He said, I'm sorry, but I have to keep him. So the eldest brother, who was called Reuben, he said, well, I'm not coming back, I can't face dad, I have to stay. So if you look in your ayah 80, I've put eldest there, I've highlighted it, and that was Reuben up there. So Reuben stayed behind. So I've written here, Reuben stayed behind. And Yusuf said, go back to your father and tell him that I have kept Binyamin here because he had the king's goblet in here. Now can you imagine? They go back to Egypt and he is so, so sad. So what does he say? Let's go back here. 1284. Can you see that? You can highlight it in your Qur'ans. And watawalla anhu. He turned away from his sons. Waqala, and he said, Ya Asafa ala Yusuf. Oh, I am my sorrow for Yusuf. He was so sad. You know what Asafa means? Asafa means when your frustration is to the limit and you can't change anything. And he cried so much that he lost his eyesight. Can you see that? وَبْيَضَّتْ عَيْنَاهُ His eyes became white, min al-huzn, from the grief. فَهُوَ قَذِيمٌ Now instead of being nice to him, look what his sons do. They said, you know what? What's wrong with you? You don't stop remembering Yusuf. What's wrong with you? You will end up being ill or you will end up dying. They weren't nice to him at all. They were awful to him. Quran's telling us when somebody is sad, that's not what you do. Look what he says. He says, Innama ashku bathi wa husni ilallah. And you gotta highlight this because this is a dua. When you're really sad inside and you think nobody understands, read the dua of Prophet Yaqub. Innama ashku, I complain. Bathi is that grief that eats away from you from the past. Husni is fresh grief. He said, I only complain to Allah. وَأَعْلَمُ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ And I know from Allah what you do not know. Let me show it to you in my Quran. I've cut that out. I've stuck that on there. And I've highlighted that in yellow so I always remember it. إِنَّمَا أَشْكُ بَثِّ وَهُزْنِ لَاللَّهِ وَأَعْلَمُ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ So what did he know? Well, let me tell you from what Hadith tells us. There was a person at the same time who came back from Egypt, lived in the same village. And when he was in Egypt, Prophet Yusuf told him, where are you from? And when he found out he was from the same place as his father, he said, will you do me a favor? When you go back to your village, just call out, Yaqub, Ya Yaqub, and a really handsome man will come out. Sure enough, he called out Yaqub, and this man comes out. And he said, when this man comes, convey to him my salams and tell him that the trust that he gave to Allah will always be there. It's there. So he went there and he said, Ya Yaqub, Ya Yaqub. And Prophet Yaqub comes out and he told him that this man in Egypt told me that the trust that Allah has given you, Allah has not forsaken that trust. Prophet Yaqub asked him and he felt good. That's what Allah was telling him, that his son was okay. He said, is there anything you want me to do for you? So he said, look, I have everything, but I don't have children. Pray that I have children. Prophet Yaqub did wudu, prayed two rakats namaz and asked Allah that he should have children, and he did. His dua was answered, and the villager had four sons. But Yaqub felt good that his son was alive. Now, when the rations ran out, so now things have run out. So when they ran out, he sends his son to Egypt again with a letter to the Aziz of Egypt. And I need to read this letter out to you. Okay, so I'm going to turn the page so you can see. They go back to him, and in this letter, he tells the Aziz of Egypt, he doesn't know it's Yusuf yet. He says, peace be with you. He starts with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim to the Aziz of Egypt, from Yaqub, son of Ishaq, son of Ibrahim, the friend of Allah, and to the person who gives full measure and is just. He tells him, we are a family who God has tested through thick and thin. My grandfather Ibrahim was thrown in the fire. Allah made it cool for him. He commanded my grandfather to slaughter my uncle and replaced it with a ram. For the last 20 years, trials, tests have rained down upon me. First, Yusuf, the joy and light of my eyes, was taken away. His brothers told me a wolf ate him. My grief and loss for him is immense. I weep for him and my sight is gone. He had a brother, Benjamin, and I used to hug Benjamin when I missed Yusuf. They tell me he stole the king's goblet, and you have taken him prisoner. I bear witness that I'm not a thief, and neither is my son. You have taken him. My grief is immense. Please let him be free. Provide us with good wheat and charge us a fair price. Give us our rations and release the family of Ibrahim. He kissed the letter and he wept. That's Prophet Yusuf saw this letter. He kissed it and he wept. And he wrote back and he said, have sabr and you shall prevail. Now what he did was he told his brothers, this is me, Yusuf. Do you know what you did? But he told them. And this is in 1292. If you look here, he told them, I'm not going to take any revenge on you. Allah, may Allah forgive you. And he's the most merciful of the merciful. And he told them, take my shirt. Can you see I've drawn a shirt here? Take my shirt and put it on my father's eyes and he'll be able to see. And they took the shirt and they put it on their father's eyes. And then they said to their father, we really ask you for forgiveness. Now you'll highlight that, ayah 98. Qala sofa. And look what their father said. This is what Yaqub said. He said, sofa astaghfiru lakum rabbi. I will ask for forgiveness from my Rabb for you. Innahu huwa al-ghafuru rahim. He is forgiving and merciful. And a hadith tells us that he waited for Friday to ask for forgiveness. Now, there you go. You see? Put there, waited for Friday. And Prophet Yusuf had asked them to bring the whole family. And they did. They took the whole family to Egypt. Now, if you look at ayah 100, there we go. وَرَفَعَ أَبَوَيْهِ عَلَى الْعَرْشِ. When they got there, Prophet Yusuf raised his parents upon the throne. Can you see that? وَخَرُّوا لَهُ سُجَّدًا. And they fell down in sajda. For Allah, but for thanks to Allah. And he said, وَقَالَ يَا عَبَتِي. O my father, هَذَا تَعْوِيلُ رُؤْيَايَ. This is the interpretation of my dream when I was young. مِنْ قَبْلُ كَجَعَلَهَا رَبِّي حَكَّا. And my Rabb is so truthful. Look how good he has been to me. Can you see that? He put me into prison, but he took me out of it. And Shaitan made me have issues with my brothers, but my Rabb. And I'd like you to remember this. Inna Rabbi latifun lima yasha. Innahu huwa al-alimun hakim. So this is where you highlight it. Inna Rabbi latifun lima yasha. Sometimes we don't understand the difficulties that Allah puts us through. Somehow the tests that we go through, but it always results in good. Like Sayyidah Zainab, and remember when she was asked about the day of Ashura, she said, Ma ra'aytu illa jamila. I see nothing but beauty. It's absolutely beautiful. I love this surah, and I hope you do too. So that is, in essence, is through to Yusuf. And now we're going to go to Surah Ar-Ra'd. Okay, so let's have a look. So look at Surah Ar-Ra'd. Here's Surah Ar-Ra'd. And Surah Ar-Ra'd's main message is, if you don't change yourself, then Allah does not change you. So the idea is to change yourself. So if you look at my Quran, I've cut it out from the website, and I've put there, change yourself. That's what we need to do. So Ra'd actually means thunder. So the first ayah that you're going to highlight is ayah 13. Okay, so let's go to it. And if we look at ayah 13, Allah says, وَيُسَبِّحُ الرَّحْدُ. The thunder, what does it do? سَبَّحَ. It declares His perfection. بِحَمْدِهِ. And His praise. وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ. And the angels, مِنْ خِيفَتِهِ. They are in awe of Him as well. So what you and I need to do is to highlight thunder and know that thunder, when there's thunder, you think, ah, this is declaring Allah's perfection. The angels, they are declaring His perfection. And then what does He say? What else does He say? وَيُرْسِلُ السَّوَائِكَ فَيُسِيبُ بِهَا مَنْ يَشَاءُ. And He sends thunderbolts. What do the thunderbolts do? They target places, and yet they dispute about Him. So this is what you'll do. You'll put Ra'ad, and you can put Yusabbihu, and then we could highlight that as well. So we know, when Yusabbihu, bihamdihi. So I know that that's what the thunder does. And maybe I can write here thunder, so I know that's where the surah name comes from. Right. So the next thing we're going to highlight is 28. Oh, I love this ayah. Okay. And what does Allah say here? He says, Alladhina amanu, those who believe. وتطمئن قلوبهم بذكر الله. And whose hearts are at peace with the remembrance of Allah. And then it says, Ala bidhikri Allahi tatma'in al-kulub. It is only by the remembrance of Allah that hearts are at peace. Itmimnan is permanent, it's constancy, constantly at peace. So let's see how I've highlighted it. So because it's a heart, I put a heart there, and I put tatma'in al-kulubuhum, and I put tatma'in al-kulubuhum here. I put a broken heart here because this ayah is a cure for broken hearts. Okay, can you say it again? الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَتْمَعِنَّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَتْمَعِنَّ الْقُلُوبِ. Okay, the next one we're going to now go to is Surah Ibrahim. So again, I'll take you back to my Quran, and you can see I've got Surah Ibrahim, and the same way I've done all the other surahs, but it's all about submission, and I've put submission there, which is submission to Allah. Okay, so if you look at the key concepts of Surah Ibrahim, it's gratitude versus ingratitude. It is submission and the du'as of Prophet Ibrahim, and the warning on the consequences of those who do injustice. But what we're going to look at here, what we're going to highlight, is ayah 24 and 25. So you can come, let's go to that. أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ ذَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا كَلِمَةٌ طَيِّبًا. Have you not considered how Allah sets forward the parable of a good word? كَشَجَرَةٍ طَيِّبًا. It's like a good tree. أَسْلُهَا ثَابِتٌ. The roots are firm. وَفَرْعُهَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. And its branches reach the heavens. Now you could say that the good word here is لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ مُحَمَّدٌ رَسُولُ اللَّهُ. And the iman, you know, the usul al-deen is rooted into the ground. And then what comes out of it, it's constant goodness to humanity. Now a tree takes a while to grow, so it takes time for human development. But that goes for even saying good words. My goodness, they work so well. Now let's see what Allah says. He says, تُؤْتِ أُكُلَهَا كُلَّ حِينٍ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهَا. It gives its fruit in every season by the permission of its Rabb. وَيَضْرِبُ اللَّهُ الْأَمْثَالُ لِلنَّاسِ لَأَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ. And Allah gives this example so that people may be mindful. And now there's a constancy, because the fruit will give seeds and the seeds will be replanted, and it's contagious, and good words go on and on and on and on. But then he says, وَمَثَلُ كَلِمَةٌ خَبِيثَةٌ. The example of the evil word, كَشَجَرَةٍ خَبِيثَةٌ, it's like an evil tree. It's awful. It's تُثَّتْ مِنْ فَوْقِ الْأَرْضِ مَا لَهَا مِنْ قَرَارٍ. When it's like it's pulled up from the earth's surface, there's no stability. So words that are mean, words that are false, words of injustice, they're like a vile tree. There's no stability and it's uprooted. And then he says, if you look in your Quran, I'll show you the next ayah. So he says at the end there that يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ. Allah confirms to those who believe that the sure word in this world, in this world's life and in the hereafter. And Allah causes the unjust, وَيُذِلُ اللَّهُ الظَّالِمِينَ, to go astray, and Allah does what He pleases. So He plants firm with firm words. Now you can see I've drawn a tree here. That's a good tree. And then I've drawn a tree that's sort of dying up here, which is a bad tree. And you could write here, good words, a good word. And you could write here, evil words. You always remember that your words and my words, my goodness, they go a long way. So before we speak, think about what you want to say. Oh, and then the ayah that was our knick-knack. Absolutely love it. 1434. Now let's see what Allah says here. وَآتَاكُمْ مِنْ كُلِّ مَا سَأَلْتُمُهُ. My goodness, this is Allah saying that. He gives you all that you ask Him. وَآتَاكُمْ مِنْ كُلِّ مَا سَأَلْتُمُهُ. He gives you whatever you ask for. Isn't it amazing? سَأَلَ is to ask, to need. He gives it to you. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ. And if you were to count the blessings of Allah, لَا تُحْصُوهَا, you would not be able to compute them. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَظَلُومٌ كُفَّارٌ. And the human being is ungrateful over and over and over again. So, don't forget this. He will give you whatever you ask for. I stuck a stick here. It says count your blessings, and count your blessings as well. Okay. And the next ayah, 14:40. Can you turn your pages to it? Let's have a look at it. Oh, isn't that wonderful? That is a dua for children. And it's a dua you should read all the time. Moms and dads in particular should be reading that. But you know what? When you grow up, you'll have kids too. رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ. Make me establish salah. وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي. And my children too. رَبَّنَا وَتَقَبَّلْ دُعَى. Oh, our Rabb, accept our prayer. And the next one is for prayer, parents. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي. My Rabb, forgive me. وَلِوَالِدَيَّ. And my parents. وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And all the believers. يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. On the day of Qiyamah. So shall we go back to those two? And you will highlight them as du'as that you will read all the time. Du'as for children and du'as for parents and obedience. So let's end with that. رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي. رَبَّنَا وَتَقَبَّلْ دُعَى. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. So let's end now with Surah Al-Fatiha, the du'a for protection and the ziyarah of Abu Abdullah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. صدق الله العظيم. Ask Allah to give the dua to all the marhumin, especially those of your family. Pray for those who are ill and pray for those who are in trouble. لي خمسة عطفي بها هر الوباء الحاتمة المصطفى والمرتضى وعبناهما والفاتمة. السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك. عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم. السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد. في يوم الله كريم. إن شاء الله see you tomorrow at the same time. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت